from there. One, two, three, four, five.
Liquor and More store owner Mohammed Abbas Sattar and his cousin Harris Mian are counting the number of cigarette brands they'd have to pull from their convenience store shelves if a menthol ban goes through.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
If we take that out, what are we going to sell, you know? What are we going
to
do?
Sattar immigrated from Pakistan to open this store in Bourne and another in Hyannis, and he's worried the ban will make it hard to stay in business. The state says menthol cigarettes are dangerous because they can be an entry tobacco product for minors, among other concerns. Andy Kuyum owns a 7-Eleven in Osterville and says he's already been hurting since Barnstable banned flavored cigarettes over the summer.
I am down in the customer by 300 customers average per day. And since last 3 months, I am down $30,000 per month in my sales. I laid off 2 employees already. That's our bread and butter. We are working hard.
A large number of the Cape's 90 or so convenience stores are owned and operated by immigrant families, many from India and Pakistan. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.